One of the remarkable phrases that comes out of the Transfiguration is that Peter opens his mouth and says something, and Mark says, almost as is Peter telling us later, "Mark, I had to say something. I was completely terrified. I had to say something to break the uneasy tension." So he says, "Let's build three tabernacles." And then a voice from heaven says, essentially, "Peter, you've missed it. Don't hear anybody else except Jesus. Hear him." It's hearing him and seeing him. And you say, where do you hear Jesus? Where do you see Jesus? Peter tells us, "We received honor and glory from God the Father, and we heard the voice borne to him by the majestic glory, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.' We ourselves heard this very voice from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. But now, we have something more sure. We have the prophetic word, to which you will do well to pay attention as a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." Consider Jesus. You want to hear how profound it is? Consider Jesus by reading your Bible. It's more sure than being with Peter on the Mount of Transfiguration and seeing Jesus glorified. More sure than that.